Welcome to this ASN Kidney 360 podcast. I am Farooq Qureshi, an associate professor of nephrology medicine at Stony Brook University Hospital in New York. Today, we will discuss my article entitled Short and Long-Term Recovery After Moderate and Severe Acute Kidney Injury in Patients with and Without COVID-19, published in Kidney 360 this February.
Dr. Qureshi, what was the research question of your study?
So the severity of AKI has been associated with worse outcomes in patients with COVID-19. To our knowledge, no study has compared the factors and outcomes associated with short and long-term renal recovery after AKI in hospitalized patients with and without COVID-19. Our study compared patients with stage 2 and 3 AKI with and without COVID-19 infection. We also assessed the frequency of post-AKI CKD in the two groups.
What was the design of your study?
We conducted a retrospective cohort study of patients hospitalized at the Stony Brook University Medical Center from March to July 2020. We investigated the factors and outcomes associated with renal recovery and mortality in patients with AKI stages 2 and 3, including 255 patients with COVID-19 and 172 without COVID. In a subgroup of survivors followed for 1 year, we investigated the presence of new onset or progressive chronic kidney disease.
What were the major findings of your study?
Our key findings were, number one, as compared to AKI patients without COVID-19, those with COVID-19 had lower likelihood of complete or partial recovery, and also a high mortality rate. Number two, renal recovery was associated with respiratory disease and survival in AKI 2 and 3 patients with COVID-19. Number three, using machine learning algorithms among patients with COVID-19, we were able to predict recovery from AKI from the following key variables at the time of admission: arterial PaO2 and CO2, serum creatinine, potassium, lymphocyte counts, and CPK. And then finally, number four, among a subset of survivors, the incidence of post-AKI CKD was similar in patients with or without COVID-19.
How does your study expand our knowledge of COVID-19-associated AKI?
So this is one of the first detailed comparisons of in-hospital recovery and long-term outcomes after moderate or severe AKI in hospitalized patients with and without COVID-19. The granularity of our clinical data allowed us to conduct a robust multivariate analysis of the association of AKI and recovery with outcomes. Ours is also one of the first studies reporting long-term renal outcomes associated with COVID-19 AKI.
What are the limitations of your study?
Our study had several limitations. First of all, the data was retrospective and reflect the experience of a single medical center. Second, the results reflect outcomes from the first wave of COVID-19 infection and may not generalize to subsequent Delta or Omicron variants. And then finally, the long-term outcomes were limited to a small subset of survivors. So in conclusion, non-recovery after moderate or severe AKI is associated with acute respiratory distress syndrome, or ARDS, and in-hospital death in patients with COVID-19. The likelihood of renal recovery can be predicted from clinical data at the time of hospital admission. The risk for CKD in AKI survivors seems to be similar in patients with or without COVID. Our findings need to be validated in multi-center and more recent cohorts since the emergence of COVID-19 vaccines and new variants. Thank you for joining us in this Kidney 360 podcast.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.